Whitey, Sherelle. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Now, the Memorial Golf Tournament last week on the US PGA Tour is one of the biggest ones on the calendar. It's Jack's Place, Jack Nicklaus's tournament, and to finish top 25 there is an outstanding achievement regardless of how long you've been playing on tour. Brett Coletta, a young Aussie golf gun, has just started playing on tour, and that was him last week, a top 25 spot. He's been good enough to join us. Brett, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
We're going very well, thank you, mate. I know you've been had some US Open activity in the last couple of days for qualifications, but take me back to Memorial on the weekend and finishing top 25 and what that was like to be finishing Sunday in that sort of position.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal. You know, you come off the course on the weekend, it really did gear up on Saturday and Sunday, although the crowds were quite large for the first 2 days. But yeah, definitely on the weekend, it did start to really power up.
And the mental demands of that, from your perspective, obviously new to the senior tour, the US PGA Tour, how different is it from being an amateur when you've got, even though there's tournaments on the line when you're an amateur, when you're at the professional stage and you've got the crowd and the tension and the other great names around you, how different is that mentally?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's probably the biggest component, the mental part. You could even compare it to, you know, the tournaments back at home you play here to a PGA Tour event. It's just the demand. A good shot is just outrageous. Like it really is a different game. But on the other hand, you know, you do get rewarded quite well if you are playing your golf here.
So, Brett, how did you cope with that? How did you cope with the nerves of the enormity of the event, the fact that you got through to the weekend? The ramifications of a bad shot around Memorial are immense. Just to talk us through how you cope with that mentally.
I think, you know, the last kind of 12 months of me playing at the, you know, at elite level as an amateur, you know, playing that professional level definitely helped. But, you know, like I said before, it is a different level and, you know, everyone's notorious around Jack's Place. If you miss it in the wrong spot, you really get penalised. So I did a really good job of not putting myself in that position where you are, where you get penalised quite hard. So, yeah, I did, you know, the best I could that week, and, you know, I'm really happy with the result.
So what do you do? Do you take it all in, the experience there, or do you try and stay really focused and have the blinkers on to make sure that you perform at the optimum level? Or is there a balance of both?
There's a balance of both, I reckon. You know, you're obviously in the moment there and you're focusing every shot as hard as you can. But at the end of the day, you know, you just got to put yourself in position for the next shot and then the next shot and then the next shot. So, and then on top of that as well, you know, it's not like it's the only week out there. You know, you got to conserve yourself for the next few weeks. You know, I'm on probably a four-week stint now. I've actually just rolled into Canada to play this week. So, yeah.
We'll get to that shortly because you're on the Canadian tour now. But the whole experience around Jack Nicklaus, and my understanding is you got to have a chat to him, and what did you learn from it? What was it like?
I did meet him. I met him actually on the first day there. I got on there on the Saturday night, and the Sunday morning I got to the golf course very jet-lagged, and you know, I was talking to the director of the tournament, Danny Sullivan, and we were looking around and all of a sudden Jack comes up in his golf cart and we're just having a chat for a little bit about, you know, just about his, you know, I like I said before, I kind of missed his era, which is a bit disappointing. I couldn't really, you know, ask him on any shots or any tournaments that you guys probably can remember a bit more clearer. But, you know, like I said, the legacy that he leaves behind is, you know, very large, and get the privilege to talk to him, you know, the amount of time, probably 20 minutes, I got to talk to him there. Just one-on-one was, you know, a surreal experience.
Wow.
You alluded to the fact that you've just got your Canadian tour card. How important was that?
Yeah, you know, it is very important. You know, out here, to gather essentially a job for the next 2 to 3 months was huge. You know, these invites you get, and, you know, they're kind of like extra bonus weeks, especially if you play well and make cuts and, you know, finish in top, whatever. But from a standpoint, from my point of view, trying to get onto the web playoffs and, you know, gathering momentum playing each week, you know, having the Canadian tour is a massive debt.
And so how extensive is that tour? How many sort of PGA players would we know on the Canadian tour at the moment?
Australian-wise, there's a few of us on there. I know Cam Davis got his card somewhere else. He's from New South Wales, and Herbert, Lucas Herbert, also from Victoria, got his conditional card. But it's a third stage tour, the one before Webb, so there's not too many notables on it. But from my amateur days, there's a lot of guys that have turned pro same time, and they're kind of, you know, the elite amateur level. So it is a good competition, definitely.
So, Brett, with that top 25 or top 30 you got at Memorial, does that, I mean, I'm not sure how much money you get from that, but does that give you an opportunity to potentially get other starts on the PGA Tour? Is it almost like a performance-based thing that people might see, oh, who's this young Aussie? We might give him an invite into another tournament. What sort of opportunities might happen as a result of how well you played last week?
Yeah, so obviously playing well, you know, you get your name out there a little bit more from a perspective there, and you know the tournament directors see that you've played well, they go, oh yeah, we know this kid, we'll give him an invite from that point of view. But more importantly, finishing that position gets you FedEx Cup points.
I might be
50 or so FedEx Cup points, which I think last year, don't quote me, but I think last year about 110 FedEx Cup points got into the Webb playoff, which essentially is a goal for me. So, you know, a couple more invites, a few more invites and a few more good results, you know, could see me down that path.
Well, that'd be a great opportunity, great for your experience as well, and hopefully you gain great confidence out of what you're able to achieve last week at Memorial. Brett, we wish you the best of luck on the Canadian Tour, mate. Look forward to checking in soon.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.